Good morning. We are going to be learning the Rambam and the Sicha on the Rambam, the Rebbe on Chelik Chof Zayin, Chag HaPesach, and I'm going to see the incredible Chiddush that we have here in understanding the breakthrough of this Rambam. But in order to appreciate it, I want to preface the general understanding of the Rambam of this halacha. But let's read the Rambam and then see how everybody else understands this halacha, and then see the insight of the Rebbe into this, and then discuss some of the points that perhaps about what the Rebbe says. Anyway, the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Ches Halacha Yud, says the following. After discussing and going through the Seder, Perek Ches, he goes through the Seder of the night, and he writes a very interesting halacha. V'yesh Limzoi Kois Chamishi. Can pour a fifth cup, the Leimar Olav Halalagot, and say Halagot. What's that? Umehoidul Hashem Kitev Ad Al Narizvah. Okay. Now there's an interesting lesson there. Yesh Loi Limzik. Continue. Now he goes into extreme detail in what status this kais has. The kais that ain't chayva, k'may arba kaisis. It's not a chayv like the other ones. V'yesh loy ligmar es a halal b'chol mokum shir. It's not b'shein a mokum shir. That's it. Just to get a quick rundown of the different opinions of what this kais chamishi is. Not in the Rambam, in general. The source of this is dependent on how do we read a Gemara and whether the Gemara says something more than it says in our Gemara. In our Gemara, in Sochem Daf Kuf Yud Ches, it says, Tana Rabbanan Revi, Goymer Olav's Halav, Oyma Halav, God, Liver Ab Darf. However, Taisus brings there, Revi Garcinon, Vilay Garcinon Hamishi. Revi, not Chamish. However, he brings some a Balatesis, I guess, or one of the people in his time. I'll talk about it in a second. Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam, that he writes in his Sidroi, and these are the words that he says: Kimo lishtes maim yikones im choilu oistnis biboy mishum einis loyme bechamishi halagodl yesh tanes. Now, just to note, quick information. Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam was a Paitan. Besides everything, he wrote Piyutim. Those who say Yetzer, I was told that there is a Yetzer that has all the halachis of the Seder. That's said on Shabbos HaGodol. In Shemoneh Esrei, they say this Yetzer. Now, that was written by this Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam, and it's considered a halachic authority that obviously Tosfos is quoting here. He's quoting from that Yetzer. He also authored what many say at the end of the Seder, Chasal Seder Pesach. So that's this Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam. And he seems to say that if you want to drink water, you want to drink something, I mean, you have to drink wine because you are sick. So use it as a kais chamishi. Tosfos argues on him. Let's go through some of the opinions quickly so we have an idea what's going on with it. That's Rabbi Yosef Toiv Elam. And there's no chiyuv.
You want a drink? Make a case out of it. The Balamor, the Razo, says that Rav Tarfon holds that there is a chiyuv of five cases. Finished. We all know about Arvin cases. There's a chiyuv of five. The Ran vacillates between Mitzvah Mufchar, Rishus, and he understands that that's the Rambam Shita, Mitzvah Mufchar, or Rishus. The Rosh understands this Rabbi Yosef Tev Elam that as long as you're thirsty, you can go ahead and have a Kais Chamishi. Again, the Rekeach holds a compromise. It's a chayiv, but don't do it by a seva. Now it's a little different. Okay. Those are the thing. Now I want to just discuss why is it that you can't drink wine? Now we don't drink anything. That's we'll see. What are the issues here? Is it wine? Is it anything? So Yerushalmi says that drinking after the four kaises is afraid of you getting drunk. And therefore, he says, either you'll forget to say halal, and also because you get supposed to sit and discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim all night. That's your deal. It's not just a story of Rabbi Lezer. That's what it has to be. That what should be. Obviously, many people can't make it that way, but that far. But my mother, Lashon, would always say, the Seder should have been a day after Erev Pesach, which this year comes out. Because after a whole work of Erev Pesach, how in the world do you expect somebody to be up so late? Anyway, the he says, if you we don't want you to be kaveya yourself on Yayin, and it'll be like you're eating in two separate groups. And also shouldn't be look like you're Maisif ala cases, and that's why we don't let you drink any extra wine. And then there's the reason you battle time matzah pay validation. So you shouldn't lose the taste of the matzah. Now, if that is the case, so that's where the shiloh also including water. Some say water won't be mevatel the case. Anyway, according to all opinions here, the question of the fifth case is a question of drinking. And the question is, are you mechuyev? You're not mechuyev. Are you allowed? You're not allowed. When you're allowed? The Rebbe reads the Rambam, and the Medayik in the Loshna Rambam, and it's a pella that nobody says this because it's so clear in the Rambam the way the Rebbe brings it out. So first he says like this: we don't find the Rambam using the Loshen here mitzvah and amufkar, even though that is a common expression that he had. Now, being that I have access to the libraries, you do a search, and I found seven times in Sefer Yad where the Rambam uses Loshen Mitzvah. So here we go. Why wouldn't he say it? It's a common expression of his. Why didn't he say it? Question number two, Adiyuk number two. That is, he writes the Koyze ain't a Choyve K'moy Arba'o Koyzes, which seems to say it is a Choy, but not like the Arba'o Koyzes. Then he has a strange lashon. V'yesh, we noted it when we read it. V'yesh loy limzeig. Yesh loy is a chiyuv. It's not. Doesn't sound like. Obviously, others didn't learn that way, but that is the sound. And not a word about drinking. By the other cases, he writes, make a bracha, drink nothing. Vaiskin. If you read in the Rambam, right before that, he writes on the fourth card. Now, the Rambam says, you're allowed to drink wine, you're allowed to drink water. But he says, other than that, nothing. And then right away, he says, Yeshua, there was a case Hamishi. How can it be? Just told you don't drink, now he tells you drink. Now, I want to add another diuk. There's Perek Zayin in Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, and there's Perek Ches. Perek Zayin is the halachos, Perek Ches is the seder of the Haggadah, the seder of the night. In Perek Zayin, he repeats many times the fact that there are arba cases. Not a word about the fifth case. In Halacha Zayin, he writes, four cups. Lochaches. Again, four cups. A seba by four cups. First one is noshim and noshim. Men and women are chayiv to drink four cups. Alochetes. Arba kaisis elu. Sarach limze. He continues in that halacha, shas arba kaisa el miyayin shein a mozik. Yotzik de arba kaisa. Get arba kaisa, arba kaisa, everything arba kaisa. Continues. Shas arba kaisa mezugim abas achas, yotzik de chayir, yotzik de arba kaisa. Halacha yud, kol kaisa kaisa ma arba kaisa el miyayin shein a mozik. Yotzik de arba kaisa. Halacha yud, kol kaisa kaisa ma arba kaisa. And then he goes on to enumerate and delineate each one of the things what you say. Kais Rishin, Kiddush Hayom. Kais Sheni, Agoda. Kais Shlishi, Birchas Hamazon. Kais Revi, Goymer Es HaHalom Mevarech Olam Birchas Hashir. Not a word about a possibility of a Kais Chamishi, a half a Kiyuv, a Nav Kiyuv. Not Nezigah, not anything. And then comes Perkes. Suddenly, there's a mention of Kais Chamishi, which didn't seem to be part of the Seder before. So the Rebbe comes along and tells us that based on the Rambam, he wants to learn Shad that the Rambam, the Kais Chamishi, is not to drink. Meiskin. And that answers all the questions. It's not part of the Harman case. Now the Rebbe goes on to a very deep understanding of this. And he goes on to try to explain Rav Tarfon's shita, whether Rav Tarfon argues on them or doesn't argue. And he comes on with his second approach that Rav Tarfon does not argue on the Tanakhama. You only are required to drink four cases, and that's all. Kais Chamishi is a chiyuv. Whatever chiyuv there is meizgin, and you say halakdon. But you do not drink it. And that explains the logic behind it. Kais Chamishi is different in its essence, in its chefza of the mitzvah. And that is, the negated to the four cases, the Gemara says, Arba kase tikne rabbonon derech cheirus, kol chad v'chad na'avid bei mitzvah. And that's the Lashon HaRambam, Kol Kais V'Kais, Arba Kais V'Kais, Kol Kais V'Kais. Everyone. I just want to note that he says, well, let me just finish up with what I was saying. That even, in other words, that according to the Rambam, every one of the Arba Kais is Cheirus and Mitzvah of Na'atzmah. Two separate things. And the Alter Rebbe said, but they are all of the same concept, which is they're drinking it l'cheirus, and everyone has its own bracha and own amir. What you say about it and what you do. Comes Kais Chamishi. Not together, Kiyum Mitzvah Kais. It's a different type of thing. You don't drink it. And the amira, what you say on it, is not the same as everything else because there's no bracha. You're not chasim b'bracha. Whereas the Amir of Kola of all the Dalal cases, you're chasim b'bracha. You end up with a bracha. And everyone said, add another point to it. The Kais Chamishi is a halel vayda on the fact that you did the other cases and you did the whole Seder and all the mitzvahs that you did. That's the chiddush of the Kais Chamishi. No drinking. For a kais, It's not mechuyev like the others, but there is a chiyuv and a. So now, a lot of the whole Loshon HaRambam comes out great. You can't say mitzvah min hamufcher. It's not a mufcher of the other dalet. Has nothing to do with kaisis. It's its own mitzvah, not a mitzvah min hamufcher. It's its own inyan. That's why he writes a Loshon v'yesh loy limze kais hamish. And a separate chiyuv. Nothing. It's not a mitzvah min hamufcher. It's a chiyuv, but it's a separate chiyuv. And that's why he speaks at length. That it's not chayva like the others, but it's a get of yeshle. That's the nekuda of what the Rebbe says. I want to just there's something that has to be explained. True, you don't drink it, but. Why isn't the Halal Hagadol that you say an inyan of Cheirus? Halal Hagadol is an inyan of Cheirus, an expression of Cheirus. So why doesn't it have that part of Cheirus? It's not part of the Cheirus. Why not part of the Cheirus? Why talk it not? And specifically, the Rebbe explains in the Kutasichris, the era, based on what the Alter Rebbe, Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sif Yudalet says, Achilas, when do you have to have a seva? So he says, Em says, Achilas, why? So it lists a bunch of things what you have to have a seva for. You call varim elu heim zeichel gula v'cheres adalat kais dikna chakom kenega dalat shenish gula amur mepash v'era. That is an interesting thing here. Now watch the way the Alter Rebbe brings the pasuk. Vayitzeisi v'ga'alti v'lakachti v'itzalti. That's not the lashon. That's not the order of the pasuk. V'itzalti v'itzeisi v'lakachti v'itzalti is the same there in the pasuk. And he brings it differently. He reverses words then. And then he goes, "Avi came in the krichas echel of Pesach. He nechel der cheres. He came to chena sevah der cheres. Shakol asu dem ratzel echel belishes belaya sevah shus biyader em yedenu." We don't have the ability to force them. So there was a daik in the difference of the Lashonis. And why did the Alter Rebbe change? So he explains that the Alter Rebbe changes the Seder according to what each of the cases stands for. Because those are what give the cases, the reason. The first case is Kiddush. And there it says, Mitzrayim. That's what it says. The second case, we do the Haggadah. And the Kiddush is that the mitzvah is Sipur Mitzrayim over the Zechiras Mitzrayim every day. And every day there's a mitzvah to remember Mitzrayim. Because you have to discuss it at length. And that's Goalti. Because there the Pasuk explains the Nisim that happened. Which it says, Goalti, Eschem, Gula. The third case is Birchas HaMazon, which is a Haida Antaroscha Tanu, which is what we say in the second bracha of Birchas HaMazon. And if you don't mention it, you're not Yetzi Dechavasai. And that's connected to Lakachti Eschem Lilav. In the fourth case, you say Hallel, and you say the Birchas Hashir. And that's the Geya Be'ikid L'Gula Asida, and that's what we say, Shvei Chamascha, and that's Vitzalti. I'm talking about the Tzalti Asam and Dasam. That's a message, and it's also a mention of Gula Asida, and as the Rambam writes. So he says, all these things. Oh, okay. And these are things that the Rama writes, Cholei Ladvar, nobody knows how it's going to be. Dvarim Stum Meir Sodei. Okay, so it comes out that all these in Yonah that are set on the cases are matam to the fall of Shinus and Gula. Another guy, that they're all a zeichel lecheirus legula lecheirus. So theoretically, you can say, even though the fourth case, we don't drink, but there could be there is cheirus. There is cheirus in what we talk about. So lecheirus, we need to understand why don't we associate that with cheirus? Again, I'm not sure this is. What I'm saying is correct in the Rambam, but perhaps in the Rambam, and again, this is also based on a Sicha and Chelik Lamed Aleph Parshas Bei, where the Rebbe learns in the way the Rebbe learns the Alter Rebbe, and again, the Alter Rebbe is a lot based on the Rambam. The Rebbe says there, but the Rambam is a little different than the Alter Rebbe. Now I want to see. The Rambam says in Halach Perek Zayin Halach Vav. That he said about Dovza Siva Kodish Barhu, but Tayyar is hard to claim or Kiilo Atabas, he's ever the Atsosal Chayos and this. Gotta see yourself as going out of that's right. And then comes along Aloha Zayin, he writes, Lefichach, just say it, Adam Lailazer, when a person eats, Tarach Lechoyu, Vilishtais, Umeis of their Chayos. And then he writes, everybody, and so on. And then he runs on the Abacus. Then Alochiches. Again, famous Hatzichase, which has Achilos, Zais, Matus, and all other eating or drinking, if you were Mesiv, it's good. You don't have to. Now, the Kutta Sichas, the Rebbe asks, why does the Rambam Machalim two separate halachas? Because you say you know the malaya that's a lack of malicious. Who makes it their head? And then the aim is that you're going to say, Mishasachilo, Zaisma. And then, which is, the Rambam's there is not to be Meirich so much. And he could have all included it in the first halacha, and it would have been much easier. And he said there are two dinim, and there are two dinim. There's a general halacha that a person has to show himself. And that is through Achilu Shtiyah B'Seder. It doesn't matter what you're eating, what you're drinking. Then there is a din in each thing you're eating, in certain things that you eat that you're mechuyev B'Seder in that thing, in order to be to fulfill that mitzvah, a t'nai in that mitzvah. Now he said that this is even more obvious in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Similar to the Rambam. Now, I want you to listen closely to the Alter Rebbe, and I believe there is a slight difference. He starts off and he writes, "V'yochin mokem everything you do should be derech." And then, after many sifim, he writes in detail many dinei haseiba. And he revere what needs haseiba. So here again, the Rebbe brings out, you see, two dinei. It's a mitzvah of ne'atzmai, that you should sit there, haseiba. And then, there's details when. But there are differences in the lush. First of all, Well, the Rebbe starts off with V'yochin bakim m'shevish yeshin v'aseh b'derech eres. G'derech ha'malochim ha'gdei l'meichem. It doesn't write, make your place that you should eat this way. You should sit this way. But the Rebbe doesn't sound like that. The Rebbe just says, because she's saying you should do v'aseh. You should have to eat and drink v'aseh. The Alter Rebbe writes, L'fi she'b'chol d'er v'der chayiv odom. Now, this is a reason for Yochin Makim Meshavet. The Rambam started over in the independent state and called David, 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 and afterwards he writes the results. The Alter Rebbe writes, L'fichach Tzorach Lassus, Kol Maisa Lailas Adair Chayas. Not only Achilish, the Kol Maisa, the Rambam writes, Eimat Tzitzich Hashem, B'shas Achilas, Gezayis, Matzah, B'shtiyas, Abarkaisis, specifically there. So it sounds like we can't. We should, but we can't. And then with the Mitzvah, it's an interesting lush. You know, we can't do what we really would love to do, but we don't do it. And then I write, then they write Mitzvah Mitzvah. Ulai, that is in this first way that the Rebbe says that there's an inyan of haseba kloli, not negated to the exact thing you're eating or drinking. According to the Rebbe, haseba is a state of. Chayus. Haseba is a state of chayus. Obviously, you're going to lay down in the middle of the day. That's nothing. When you're at a meal and you say a state of haseba, you're in a state of chayus. When you're at a meal, obviously. You know, when you go wake a haseba in your bed, that's not a haseba. That's sleeping. That way, when you're in a state of going to eat, the actual haseba is a mitzius of chayus. And therefore, anything you do, well, that night, in the process of you're gonna do it, should be derech haseba. Hey, it's chal mikach yeshia, but it's the act of haseba that's here that counts. Because if you're not eating and drinking, can you stop delaying? You're a lazy good for that. Rambam, there is no haseba. Only has a milah when you're eating and drinking. Not because the eating and drinking needs to say, because that's what makes an act of chayus. Anything other than eating and drinking is not an act of chayus. Laying by the meal is not an act of chayus. Again, that might be a nice thing, as the Alter Rebbe says, but the Rambam, it's the eating and drinking that makes it a say. And that's the difference in the Lashanis. So, in other words, according to Rambam, only when you do the actual act of achil and shtiyah, that's when your aseba becomes an act of chayus. During the process of eating and drinking, that chayus is considered an act of chayus. Just laying is an act of chayus in a format of eating and drinking. Ah, oh, so I must say, back to the what we said before is great. That what the Rebbe says, that Kais Chamishi, you don't drink, is not Shai Cheres. It has nothing to do with the Achil Shtiyah. Even if you just say whatever you say, saying is only Cheres when it has to do with an act of doing. Since you don't drink it, whatever you say has no value. And that's why you don't end with a bracha. it's nothing. Yeah, it's a nice thing to do, but it's an Indian. But where there's no union of a saver, no union of anything. And there's a Reb Chaim in Sochem that he's medayik arba kasa tikna bonon derech cheirus kol chad chad never mitzvah. That the whole mechay of never mitzvah is cheirus. It's all cheirus. And he's medayik, and I'm like, yeah, but this is the same idea. Okay, so the end result is that Kais Chamishi is some kind of a chiyuv that was added. It is only a chiyuv of mezigah, the way that I understand explains it, and it has no shaychis to any of the cheirus in the segment. All right. Leibniz Stark, Atzlocha, Rabbah, Umflogger, Zeigesund.